May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. This is Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a cloak, stretching out heaven like a tent curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot, and he walks upon the wings of the wind. This is John chapter 3. Verse 3, Jesus answered to Nicodemus and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven." And Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born again when he's old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you that you must be born again or born from above. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it. You do not know where it comes from, where it is going, so is everyone who's born of the Spirit." Last night, I just kept hearing the Lord. Hadn't thought about that scripture in a long time. It says it several times in the Psalms about how God walks in the wings of the wind. And I think one of the things he's talking about there is, if you know the activity of the Trinity, is as if the Father thinks that the Son speaks it, and the Holy Spirit carries it out. And in a lot of ways, the Holy Spirit, we think of angels being the chariots of God, and that's true in the Bible, but also the Holy Spirit carries forth in action the things that God does. And I think part of what he's saying there is that the Holy Spirit, that God moves and walks in the person and the presence of the Holy Spirit as he comes and makes things happen and incarnational. He walks on the wings of the wind. That's what the Lord was speaking to me, just about some things he said. He said, "I want you to walk in the wings of the wind." And he said, Christ walked on the wings of the wind. He lived by the Spirit. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. And everything he did, as a matter of fact, it says in, I think it's Luke 4:1 or Matthew 4:1, that he was continually filled with the Holy Spirit. He was led about in the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. And everything he did was by the Holy Spirit. He modeled to us a Spirit-filled man. We're told in Ephesians to be continually filled with the Spirit. It says we're in Christ. Again, you know, I'm crucified with Christ. I'm nevertheless I live yet not, but Christ who lives in me. And the Romans passage I love, for if by the, you know, that the death that he died to sin once. But the life that he's living to God. Even so, consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ. His life is your life. And Jesus walked on the wings of the wind, and because we're in Christ, we're called to walk on the wings of the wind. That's a real encouragement to me because, and it's also very insightful to me about life. Because anxiety, there was a situation that came up yesterday, not Christ the King, it's an international situation that happened. It's a pretty interesting one. And so I was just in the evening concerned about that, praying about it, praying about those who were in concern with it. And that's when the Lord was just speaking to me. He said, "Walk in the wings of the wind." He said, "Let the wind carry you where the wind wants to carry you, and trust the wind to carry this." That's what it says in John. The wind blows where it wills. Holy Spirit won't go where you will. He blows where he will. And so all you can do is get on and go for a ride. But when you don't do that, anxiety is always the consequence. And push and control and frustration and anger, because we're trying to make something happen. Even in our prayer, we want something to happen so bad we're like get anxious because we want to make it happen. But the Lord said, "I want you to walk in the wings of the wind. I want you to trust me. I want you to trust that the wind blows where it wills." It doesn't mean that we don't pray. It doesn't mean that we don't take action. But even that is in cooperation with the Holy Spirit. He shows us every step of the way. He orders our every step to walk in the Spirit. That's what it means. The Scripture says to walk in the Spirit. He says, as a matter of fact, the Spirit lusts against the flesh and the flesh against the Spirit. But if you'll walk in the Spirit, if you'll walk on the wings of the wind, he says, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because the wind of the Spirit is stronger than anything the wind of the flesh might bring. It's just a great word to me, of just abiding in Christ, trusting in Him, to be carried along by Him. It's His story. You gave up your right to your story. And the only time you get in trouble is when you take over and try to enforce your story, demand your rights, and do it your way independent from Him. But if you'll just yield to His story, you'll know what it's like to supernaturally live walking on the wings of the wind. And He just does the impossible. It's just what He does. Okay. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.